Party, yeah. Welcome to Inspire. Yeah. Welcome to Inspire. Dragon and Galactica. How's that for an intro, baby?
And welcome back to Inspire, the number one podcast for creators by creators. Thank you, everybody, for watching, listening, streaming, viewing, and coming back week after week to talk, to hear me and Galactica banter, talk.
Stupid.
I don't know. Yeah.
Stupid stuff.
Yeah. Every single week. I appreciate you guys. You guys are awesome.
Shout out to our milestone of 200 listeners.
Woo!
Wow.
Let's go.
Yo, let's
Hell
go.
Yeah. 100 listeners this last night, I think we updated it. I was like, oh my goodness, that's incredible.
That's great.
First of all, that's incredible. I was like, what the fuck? How does two people banter about random shit in their lives, trying to bring inspiration, get 200 people to listen to them talk about absolutely nonsense?
I don't know.
I mean, My dad is an avid, like, he's a listener. He's a fan. He was upset that Spotify didn't put our episode on time. He was upset about that. I was like, I have nothing to do with it. By the way, everybody, it's going to be down. Spotify is going to be down again May 1st, which is Monday, I believe. So the episode will come out on the 2nd instead of the 1st.
Yes. Well, we'll put out. I mean, by the time, I mean, people won't know until this comes out, so we'll have to update the
socials
and let everybody know that Monday's episode will be out Tuesday.
Yeah.
So
I mean, it's been blasted all over Spotify like the entire time, so I'm pretty sure most people will know. You know. But yeah,
I would hope so.
Episode 8.
Yes.
We're getting there.
Can you believe it, bro? 2 months.
Damn.
2 months. That's 8 weeks of us doing this.
Answering,
like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy to me.
It's cool.
I love it.
I look forward to it every week. I look forward to, you know, talking and listening. And we got questions this week, too.
Yes.
I knew that was going to make you happy.
Yes. I was so bummed last week when we didn't have anything to answer. Because we asked a few questions in the last episode and we didn't get any response to. So I was a little bummed, but, you know, it's okay. I don't mind. People are busy. We're still going to put out stuff for you guys to listen to and enjoy, hopefully.
We're still going to hold you accountable if you don't want to.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you guys want to be crap
on their shit. What do you mean?
You know?
Look, get your shit together, all right? No, seriously.
We're not going to be that extreme.
Yeah. No. Seriously, we appreciate all the questions you guys do ask us. And it's amazing seeing, like, our little community grow in this inspired thing. Yeah, it's wonderful. And,
I mean, like, it literally is. I mean, we had a couple people who had given us, like, reoccurring questions. And, I mean, that's...
Yeah, dude, trust me.
You listened more than once? How can I repay you?
Wait. You're getting paid for this?
You're getting paid for this? You guys are getting paid?
Oh, fuck. Yeah, but it's amazing. It's inspirational because, you know, we talked about this for years, literal years. It doesn't seem like that, but we talked about it for years and actually doing it and getting this consistent schedule. And it's literally one of my favorite things throughout the week. I'm like,
flashback. Well, not really a flashback, but, like, do you remember when we were just gaming all the time? And,
yeah.
I mean, obviously you remember, but, like, this was one of the things that we always used to, like, say that we joked about, like, haha, we're gonna make, we'll do a podcast one day, like,
and we'll
get it all together and blah blah blah, like, as jokingly, and
spoke it into existence. That's so
weird
how that happens.
I mean.
Yeah.
Just the way some things come full circle, man. It just
didn't we talk about that last week?
I think we touched on, like, the flashbacky part of it, but I don't think it was that specifically. I'm sorry for that loud noise, everybody.
Oh my god. But on the other hand, today, Jerry Springer. Fuck.
Today was a weird day, man.
Yeah,
today was a strange day because
it's a weird way to wake up, man.
A
weird way to wake up.
Yeah, I guess you woke up to it. I saw it at like lunch.
Yeah.
Fuck, man. But I mean, because actually, I mean, we lost two people today. Actually, we lost somebody in the sports world, and we lost Jerry Springer. So it was kind of a crappy day for
double whammy.
Yeah, yeah.
Entertainment and sports fans. Okay.
Yeah, so that's kind of crappy, but you know, it's okay. Who was on the sports side? Well, it was Dick Groat. Is Groat? The gentleman's name Groat? Yeah, like okay. Goat with an R. He played shortstop for the Pirates in the 60s and helped them win a World Series. So,
damn.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was 92. So, I mean, yeah, he's an older guy, but, I mean, he's respected where I'm from. So,
Jerry Springer was, what, 79? So,
yeah, Jerry Springer was 79. I saw his family announced he was recently diagnosed with cancer, and they weren't sure. I mean, I would assume that's what did it, but. That's unfortunate too. Saw a lot of RIP Jerry Springer, thanks for raising me, Uncle Jerry posts, and our days home from school will never be the same without you, which is true.
Yeah, for real.
Well, love to his family. I can't really contribute to that. I mean, because I knew what Jerry Springer was and I watched it a little bit, but there was no chance that my mom ever let me watch it. Well, not that she wouldn't let me watch it, but I never stayed home from school.
This is not for you.
No, she never let me stay home from school. No. My mom absolutely never let me stay home from school. Like, I had to literally be throwing up or something. Like, there was no, Mom, I don't feel good. I don't want to go to school today. Nah. I went. I got a perfect attendance award in eighth grade.
Fuck.
And bro, I did not miss school often.
That's
she
good.
Made sure. Well, yeah. I mean, it was, but it wasn't considering how bad I was at school.
Oh. Well, you know, you gotta you learn the hard way. You remember?
Well, yeah, we discussed that.
Yeah, we already did. Did you like my little question yesterday?
I did.
Yeah, I was looking through it. I was looking through the bets. So what I'm talking about is baseball.
Did you win that bet?
I did win the bet.
I'm not gonna lie, I forgot about it, and now that you said it, I'm like, oh my god, did the Orioles actually win that game?
Yeah,
I don't remember.
Yeah.
But no, good. I'm glad they won. Yeah, I mean, the matchup was really good in the Orioles' favor yesterday, so I'm glad that paid out for you.
Yeah, they're favored to lose.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, and I don't know why. I think it's honestly because so the Orioles are kind of like the Pirates in the aspect that they.
Underdogs?
Now, the Orioles have just been bad for a long time.
Yeah.
Or the Orioles. I'm sorry. I'm going to say Oilers like seven times because there used to be a football team called the Oilers. And I constantly say Oilers instead of Orioles.
Okay.
Yeah. Orioles is the baseball team that we are talking about. Baltimore. I'll just say Baltimore.
Yeah,
okay?
I'll also just say Baltimore.
So, Baltimore has been bad for a long time, and this year a lot of their prospects and a lot of their young guys and some of their veteran guys now, a lot of pieces are just falling into place for them, and they're playing really well this season. So I don't know why they were favored to lose against Detroit. Detroit sucks right now. I mean, they are like playing like absolute dog shit. So I don't know why the Orioles were favored to lose, because they're the hot team. Their pitcher was just the guy who pitched yesterday. Here's the thing. I should know more about the Orioles, but I don't keep up because they're in the same division as the Yankees.
Oh yeah, you're a big Yankee fan.
Yeah. So the Pirates and the Yankees. Those are my two, just like go to baseball teams. That's what I grew up watching. So
yeah.
I just kind of don't pay attention to the Orioles because they're just like, I know some of the guys that have been on the team for a long time, but I don't really know about any of their prospects or anything like that. But so when I was looking up that bet yesterday for you, and all I did was look at the pitching line and the lineup.
And what were you looking at? Like the
Who was pitching and what their stats were. So like the stats that I looked at was, now wins and losses don't really mean a whole lot as far as a pitcher goes, because you can pitch a really good game and then lose it because you let up one run or like something like that, or something stupid happens, or you leave a guy on base. The manager decides he wants to take you out of the game. It's halfway through the seventh inning, your arm looks like it's dead, and they don't want you to do any more damage, so they can pull you from the game. But that runner still on base, when the next pitcher comes out, if he scores, gets charged to you, not the pitcher that came out.
You get
so any runner, cash. Any runners that you leave on base when you get pulled out of the game can be scored to you. So what you want to look for in your when you're looking at pitching lines is not really necessarily their win loss, but their ERAs and things like that. Earned run average.
Earned run average.
Yeah. So like if a guy has like right now, okay, we'll take Shohei Ohtani. Now you should know who that is.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. All right. So Shohei Ohtani has a 0.79 ERA right now.
0.7.
Which means he's had 5 starts. Damn. He's let up 3 runs in 5 games.
That's crazy. So this man is good as fuck.
Oh, he's going to win MVP again this year.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. Okay. I would actually put a bet on that.
So 0.79.
Yeah, he's got a 0.79 ERA right now. So that means he's throwing lights out stuff. Like nobody can hit him right now. Like, or at least nobody can score runs on him. You can get hit. You can get like a couple hits and stuff like that, but they're not scoring runs against him.
So he's a safe bet. That's what you're saying.
Yeah. Shohei Ohtani is usually a safe bet.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. That's
good. It is good. Now we got all sidetracked and we talked about sports for 10 minutes.
That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that at all.
No, I hope everybody enjoyed that little baseball segment.
A little baseball segment, yes, for everybody. How's the working out going?
Good, man. Like, I'm actually, and I know this sounds silly, but like, I can do, like, because remember, I started at 12. Was my goal. So that was what I said. That was the first. I did 12 the very first day that I started working out.
That's a lot.
No, it's not. But it's okay. You don't have to. Don't patronize.
Everyone starts at something. Starts at something. Even starting is something.
So you're right. Right. I'm looking at it with the wrong attitude. Yes, so I was actually really proud of myself this morning because so lately I've been trying to push myself to 20.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I've worked up a little bit more. And this morning, I did my 20, and I really didn't feel sore. I was like, wow, going to be 21 soon.
Woo!
Or 25.
Let's get it.
Yeah. I was a little proud of myself for that today, for sure.
Well, that's
good. And I've been slipping up on the cigarettes a little bit. I know.
Punish yourself.
I know. Well, what do you think the push-ups are for?
More. Fucking punish yourself. Pain. Discipline through pain.
Yeah, now I'm just going to like be in shape and then just...
There has to be a consequence. There has to be a consequence. So punish yourself, dude.
Yeah. No, definitely.
If you do 20, you'd be like, all right, I have to do 25 or I can't fucking get up. Right. You know?
Dude, that's what I've been doing in the morning. Like, I'll be like, I'll get up, I'll make my lunch and stuff. Like, I'll get ready for work. And, like, I usually have, like, a half an hour to 40 minutes to kill before I leave for work. Usually somewhere around that, depending on, like, how long it takes me to get ready that morning. And, like, after I get all my stuff together, my lunch packed, all that, I'm always like, okay, do your push-ups before you sit down and do anything because you haven't done your routine yet. You don't get to reward yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
Until you do it. Exactly. So I've been trying to, and I really am about to start laminating sticky notes and putting them on my fucking walls.
Do it, man.
I'm really about to do it. I've been thinking about it for days. Bro. Because like I've been slipping up on stuff and I'm just like, stop. But it's like,
and then you're going to get to that point like
where I'm justifying again. And it's like, oh, no, you can't. Like, I can't let myself get wrapped up, like fall into that cycle. Like I was doing so good. And I gotta get back on the horse a little bit. I mean, I'm not off the horse. I didn't fall off. But I'm still riding side saddle right now. So,
yeah. Yeah, I feel that, too, because I've been slipping up on my workouts because I just go back into what I know because I know how to lift heavy and get big, but that's not what I want anymore because being that big is it fucking hurts, man. Everything hurts all the time, dude. And so I want to be mobile so I can go outside and run with my two boys.
Absolutely.
Boys. These dudes are freaking, you have a boy. You know exactly
what I do. I know exactly what you mean. Oh, bro, tell me about it. As soon as he figured out he could do it, it was over.
It's a million miles an hour, and then zero, and then back at a million miles an hour. Oh, my God.
Dude, he's just so we're almost, we're almost at our terrible twos. I don't remember if we talked about this last week or not, but yeah, we're almost at our terrible twos, and we've started just throwing ourselves on the ground now and just crying. So that's fun. That's great. Yeah, I love it.
But to get back to it, I just keep going reverting back to what I know, lifting heavy, but I want to be mobile. And so I'm trying to do calisthenics. I'm trying to pick up yoga, but this shit's fucking hard, dude.
Dude, I did yoga for a while. It's good so for you. Hard. Oh my it's good God. For you though. Like it's definitely good for like stretching your muscles and stuff like that. And I didn't do like full hardcore yoga. I just did some shit that like went along with the workout routine I was doing at the time. Yeah. And like it definitely wasn't bad. It was just some basic stuff, dude. It was just mixed into the workout and it was really good.
Yeah, dude, I did two sessions of yoga, just a beginner's one. It's on YouTube, like 30 minutes. Very good YouTube video, by the way. I will shout her out next time I have more prepared. But very good, in-depth for beginners. Didn't make me feel like ashamed or rushed or anything. Like, it was very, very informative. Bro, I'm a big guy, and I'm doing yoga. Like,
well, I mean, you're not like... Well, I mean, I think you're giving yourself not as fair a description either. Like when you say big guy, like you're just a bulky person. Like you're not what I mean? You're not
I'm a big dude, but still.
Yeah. Like, I mean, like you're what, 6 foot?
Yeah.
5'11"?
No, I'm 6 feet, about 240 right now.
Six foot, 240? Yeah, that's good. I mean, yeah, you're like, I can see you on camera. Like I know what you look like.
Yeah.
So, like I know you're not. Don't that motion.
What do you mean? What did I do? What do you do? Wait.
Oh my God. What was that? Anyway. Anyway. No, we just got to make sure. And I mean, look, guys, I mean, obviously we slip up and do stuff, you know, like it's just all a mindset. Like, you can't beat yourself up just because you like, look at us. I mean,
But wait. That yoga shit is hard as fuck, dude. But I'm going to keep continuing doing it. But that shit is hard as fuck, dude. Like, I'm out there sweating after like 5-10 minutes. I'm like, what is going on? I'm bending ways I don't even think I can bend. God damn.
Well,
I mean. I know. Hey, props to all the. It's going to get you
flexible.
Yeah, all those yoga instructors, they are strong. Strong. Like, their core. Incredible. I even went on a run. I ran on a 2 mile run, dude. Worst decision of my life. Why would I do that? That sucked. Everything hurt. Everything. I'm too old for that. But it felt good after the fact. Like after running. If that makes sense.
I wonder what my mile time would be now.
Your mile time? Compared to
when I was in high school. Didn't you have to run the mile when you were in high school?
Dude,
for the fucking like, what is 10 it?
10 years ago, I don't really.
Yeah,
come on, man.
You had gym class your whole life.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't remember having to run. I'd do it every year. How did you? You didn't have to do it every year.
Exactly.
I thought that was a nationwide thing.
Yes, I had to do it every year. That's the point. Yeah. I had to do it every single year. I don't remember every.
And then
single
you
year.
Chose to do it like you know for another 10 years.
Yeah, so that's another fucking 10 years of me not remembering, right?
Look, it's not my fault you decided to run for a living.
Not anymore. Hey, these colors don't run. What are you talking about?
That's not what I meant.
All right.
I knew how it sounded when it came out, and I'm like, that's not going to get misconstrued. He knows. And then you had to say it anyway just to say it, didn't you?
You know, I had to bust your balls.
Oh, well, you know.
Bust your balls. Ooh, I want to update everybody. Wait, can we do a transition? Yes, I'm going to do this one. All right, cool. No, this one right here. Update for Dragon's Adventure in the real world. So the real world, it's a copywriting. Well, it's a online school focused on making money online, teaching you skills to better yourself and become a super rich, awesome douchebag, I guess. Just kidding. Not a douchebag. It was a joke. Wow. I am two weeks in. It's going very good. I learned the psychology behind of social media. I learned how people are and operate. I learned how to discover a problem and market my product for the solution that you desire in your dream state. So I understand the copywriting. I understand the copywriting aspect of the course that I'm going to. Like, I'm gonna read what copywriting is. Like, this is what copywriters do. It's just you take complex material and present it in a clear and concise way that easily to understand and making it more readable for readers. Usually they do that and they usually in advertising and stuff like that, right? So you just take complicated things, make it simple so people can understand it, resonate with it, and get to whatever outcome they are. So it's a really cool in-depth course, and while I'm going through it, I already am making connections with other people in the course, and I'm making other connections with businesses, and I'm actually already getting clients and making some revenue from it. So it's actually really in-depth, but it's awesome because not only if I'm hitting a snag or I'm hitting a fucking I don't know what to do right now, I can just go on. It's like a Discord kind of setting, but it's not really Discord, but it's like a lot of people online all the time that's going through the courses, that's asking questions, that's answering questions that are different parts of the assignments and stuff. So you can go on there anytime, ask a question, and somebody usually will get back to you within like 5 or 10 minutes. And so that one-on-one with people that's actually doing it right then and there, and that one-on-one that's people that's having the same problems and seeing how it's being solved without you even actually having to ask, because you can just go in there and be like, this was the question I was going to ask from the history of somebody else asking it. And you could just read, boom, that's exactly how they solved it. And boom, lesson learned without you even having to ask. And you can find other lessons that people learn. You know, that's what I like to do. I just like to go back to the top and read all the lessons. I'm like, oh, shit, didn't even think about to ask that question. But now I know the answer to that, you know. So it's really good to have that online presence. It's really good to have the in-depth knowledge of copywriting and the struggles. It's not easy at all. 100%. If anybody is going to get into it, it is not fucking easy. It is a lot of research. On research and talking and research. And then once you do all of your research, then you can only start writing. And once you're writing, writing's fun. It doesn't take long. It takes like maybe 2 hours, but your research is going to take you maybe like 6 or 7, 8 hours at times. If you really want to be thorough, like 10, right? I've done a 10 hour research bin and it's not fucking fun, dude. It's not fucking fun. But you do get, like, it is revenue and it is some money coming in. So that's really cool and it's in depth. And that's the little update that I wanted to get everybody. Sorry if it was super long and boring and in depth and you guys are just listening to me talk. But if you guys have any questions about it, let me know. Let me know because I will always answer. And I'm going to open the floor to Galactica. Do you want to ask any questions about this?
Man, I was just gonna say that's, you know, that all sounds like great opportunity for you. I hope you really nail it down and make the best of it for sure. That sounds good.
Why do you sound like that?
I don't know. What do you mean?
It's hurting you to say that.
No, not dude, not at all. Oh, not even okay. In the slightest, man. I don't know anything about it, so I really can't.
Yeah.
You know, question. I just want to see you succeed, brother.
Yeah. All. Because you know what's weird to me? It's weird to me. I know I'm going to get sidetracked a little bit, but like, we've all been through that rabbit hole of going on YouTube and yada, yada, yada. It goes into, and you're walking a giraffe somewhere. I don't know why. But you see all of these videos of people like, oh, this is what I did, and now I'm a fucking multimillionaire. But I've never personally met somebody like that. I've met millionaires. I've met people with lots of fucking money, like ridiculous amount. But I've never met somebody that was like, oh, this is what I did and now this happened, you know? And that process is always, you always see videos of this is what I did, but you've never seen videos of the progression. This is what I'm doing, boom, and this is how everything is turned out. You just see beginning and end, never journey, you know?
Yeah.
And this, hopefully, no, this will be a journey for everyone that's listening now, episode eight. Everyone knows this is the start of the journey. And once this podcast becomes the number one podcast in the world,
yeah, number one podcast for creators by creators.
Yeah, exactly. You guys will know that I manifested it on this episode right
here. I manifested it on this episode. Yes, right, I love it. Here.
All right, because that manifestation stuff, that shit works, man. That shit works.
It's all about self-control, man.
Yeah.
And the self-discipline to do it.
Yeah. I am very upset to say that I do not have an NPC of the week. I miss our segment. We missed it for like 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, we did. I mean,
Papa Dragon was fucking, he was like, yo, I missed the NPCs.
All right.
Where's my NPC at? That's my impression of him right there. Where's my NPC?
I haven't even been around my normal NPCs to even have a good story.
Me either, dude.
I know. I haven't really been out and about that much either because I've been working so much the last like week that it's been, yeah. I've been driving all over the place. And like today I was 2 hours away from home. Yeah. So two-hour drive and then a couple hours to do the job and then 2 hour drive home. Like I've just been crazy. So it's just like, I haven't really been out that much, you know? So
yeah, I've been fucking
my
nose has been buried in books and fucking research and this computer.
But that's the progress, baby.
I know.
The process, not the progress. Yeah, it's like, you know, I mean,
sacrifice. I got up at 2:45 today, and I went to the school from 2 to about 7. No, two to about 7 in the morning. That's when like the kids wake up and yada yada, get them stuff. So I'm sacrificing my sleep, but I'm not going to sacrifice time with them, obviously. So, everything I want, I have to sacrifice something, and I'm fine. Mm-hmm. I'm fine with sacrificing sleep to become a fucking multimillionaire. I'm fine with that. And like I was saying this earlier, it's really hard to be really rich and not be famous. It's really, really hard.
Man, you are manifesting the shit out of this.
You know, you have to speak it into existence, man. You gotta speak. You gotta change up your mindset to change up anything first, right? And every time my mindset starts slipping, I just get in that gym and pump that shit back out. You know what I'm saying?
You sound like a total bro. Oh my God.
Hey, it works. It sounds fucking stupid, but it works. It works for real. Every time I feel bad or something, I'm gonna fucking go into, I'm gonna work out and I'm gonna forget why I felt bad, and then I'm gonna feel good about myself because my muscles make me feel good. Okay?
All right. Well, that's okay. I mean,
me feel good about myself.
That's good. Hey, that's great. Whatever you gotta
totally
do, feel
joking.
Good about
God.
Nah,
totally I'm joking. I literally was just explaining why I don't want big muscles anymore. It's a joke.
It's okay. Yeah. But
wait, hold on.
Mine was better.
Hold on. There you go.
Oh, that was a good one.
Hey, you're welcome.
Yeah, that was a good one.
But anyways, like I was saying, well, yeah, it honestly does work.
No, it does. A lot of things I mean, I was not really
your mind.
Yeah, I was just about to say, like, mindset, like, I, there wasn't, it's not something that I believe that like I always, I don't know. I didn't put that much stock into it. You know what I mean? I was always more of like a just work hard, do well, good things will come your way. But like, that's not always true.
Yeah.
You know,
like a realist. That's,
yeah. Mm. I mean, I don't know.
See,
I just, that's just kind of how I thought about it. But yeah, the older I've gotten, and now, especially at this stage in my life where I'm like, I have a lot more things to think about.
Yeah.
Then so, just
would you say
you got to change your mindset?
Would you say if you didn't change your mindset before, right? And if you can go back, would you do it differently?
Yes, so I would go back. Oh, I know. I know exactly when I would go back and change it all. Galactica, age 17.
He said 17.
17 is when it all went downhill. No, really. Like, that is when it started, because, like, so at that time, I was, you probably don't know this, but I was not that, like I said earlier, I was not that great in school. So after my sophomore year of high school, the private Catholic high school that I was attending had, instead of kicking me out, politely asked me not to return after the end of the year.
Private Catholic high school.
Yeah, that was that, or that was really the only option. My mom really wanted that, so that sucked forever. I did 11 years of that, kindergarten to 10th grade. 11 years of Catholic
Bless
school.
Bless your soul.
Oh God, it was horrible. But anyway, after that, my mom was like, "Okay, well, we're gonna try a different route," and I did cyber school, like online schooling.
Nice.
For my junior, no, not nice. Horrible. I was absolutely terrible. I turned 17 that year. I was a 16, 17 year old kid at home all day alone in front of a computer and expected to do schoolwork.
Damn.
No supervision.
What?
I literally failed because of video games and boobies.
Video games and movies.
I failed my junior year like horribly bad. Horribly bad. I didn't do any work, dude. Nothing. I did nothing, right? So by the end of the first semester, it was pretty clear that I was not going to pass that year. And I was like, all right, well, fuck it. And I just started screwing around, not like screwing around, but I just sat around and played video games and looked at boobies on my computer. And, you know, because I was a 16 year old kid, and, you know, what else are you going to do when you're alone at home by yourself?
Like, oh my goodness.
It's so, yeah, I mean, that's when the dark days started. So I would go back. I would probably go back to, honestly, shit, I could probably. Maybe I should go back a little further and explain.
All right, look, we're not going to go back to your
whole life. No, I'm just saying, like, maybe I should go back to even younger Ben and be like, hey, look, man, I know you hate this shit, but, like, it's important. You know what I mean? Like, not that, like, the schooling and the material itself is important, but the attitude and mindset that you have about things is. Because even when I was a kid, like, I had a horrible mindset. See, I tied it all together.
Yeah. You know what's crazy? Because I've always thought, like, when I was a kid, I was always, like, super into, like, you know, science fiction and everything. But I've always thought, like, oh, what if future me comes back? What would he say to past me now in order for me to be successful later, right? That's what I would think about. And I'd be like, oh, I should do this.
See, that's a totally different mindset. Because when I used to think about the same thing when I was a kid, it was always in the aspect of, what would I go back and tell my younger self not to screw up?
Oh.
So, it's literally the same thought with two different mindsets.
That's crazy.
Because I used to think the same thing a lot when I was a kid. So, that's weird that you said. Well, no, I guess it's not weird. I mean, it's probably more common than we think. But
yeah, probably all guys are.
But that just goes to show you how two people can have basically the same thought and two completely different mindsets about it. You know, and at the time, like I said, I had no idea and no care for it. And yeah. Now it's more or less of, I don't want to live in that state of mind
anymore. A good one. That's a good one right there.
And I've always, the only way to change that is to change your mindset.
Yeah, because I've always dictated my actions and my decisions by how that progression of thought happens. If future me comes back in time, what would he want me to do? You know, that's how I dictate what I do next currently. You know, and yeah. I don't know when I stop doing that.
I still do it. That's a great way to keep yourself on track.
Yeah. And learning different things. That's why I asked you, if you were back in time, change your mindset, would it work? Because I can go on the path that you went, or I can go on a different path that you didn't go, and it might be a better path, you know?
Absolutely.
So I don't have to learn that lesson. You know, we talked about that in like...
Yeah, we talked about that a couple of weeks ago. Yeah.
I don't have to learn that lesson now. Now I can steer to the left. You went right and came back to the left, and you're like, hey, that route sucks, just come this way. And I'm like, all right, I'm gonna come this way.
That route sucks. Don't go that way. Yo, bro, don't go that way, man. You don't want to go that way. No, go left. Left.
I just got back. Come on, man.
That's just gonna add years to your struggles. Come on.
No. You don't want to that ride sucks, man.
That ride sucks. That ride will literally almost kill you. Come this way.
Oh god. The little shit. Laughing.
That's great. That was also entertaining for me.
Yeah.
I mean, you feel like I was on a TV show for a minute.
For real. So we're going to get to not only Ben's favorite.
Yes, finally. Look, I just want to say before we get into the questions and stuff, because usually, okay. You know, that's usually the wind down of the show. Mm-hmm. I just want to say thanks to everybody for listening to this horrible episode that had no direction whatsoever.
A horrible episode? What are you talking about? This episode's amazing.
That's a lie. I just wanted to get Dragon all fired up because every time I say it, he gets so mad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every time I'll text him and be like, oh man, I don't know about that episode. And he'll be like, what are you talking about?
Bro, it's so fucking bad. Like, what do you mean? That's the best episode we filmed. I say that to every episode.
I'll be like, man, I didn't like this. What do you think about this? Asshole. He's like, are you serious?
Dude, I'd be stressed. I'm like, what the fuck is he talking about? I think it sounds great. What? I didn't hear that at all. What is he talking about? What? Why do I need to cut that out? No.
No, for real, though. Thanks, guys, for sticking around. Like, seriously, 2 months, 200 listeners.
Crazy. Crazy. Yeah.
Thank you.
Crazy. Crazy.
All right, let's do questions.
All right.
The questions, please.
We have a total of six, but...
What?
Yes. We're only going to do two.
You
because listen,
they better be good,
because it's going to be, you know, the episode's going to be delayed, so when we do record for the next one, we're going to have more questions, you know.
Okay, that's fair.
All right,
that's fair. So if you don't hear your question today, you'll probably hear it next week.
Yes. Okay. And to only be fair, we're going to go back to Andy.
Okay.
Andy is one of them. She was one of the first questions, one of our first questions on the interview.
Yeah.
She asked about, let me go back to her first question. Hold on.
I don't have my phone in front of me to look.
Yeah. I recently tried to stop smoking cigarettes for the fifth time in life. You remember this?
Oh, yeah.
Baby job as, how do you still forward for, I've been following for personality, like, because blah blah, yeah, not blah blah blah, but yeah, this was
the downgrader.
This was the first question. All right, this was the first question.
No, we're just flashback.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, right. Fast forward to Andy's new question.
New questions. Hey Galactica, it sucks to say that you slipped up because I've been slipping up this last 4 or 5 days. But you know, I want to keep back on track. I want to know, how is it going on your journey in the Andrew Tate cult?
Andy.
In all seriousness, you guys, got him, Andy. I love you guys. Keep up the good work. That's it. That's all she said.
Yes. Yes.
I've already talked about it in the. It's not a cult. Why did everyone say that? It's not a fucking cult. I'm not required to
look,
do
if anything. It's a cult, I'm going to tell everybody right now, if it's a cult, I promise I'll go in there. I'll start smacking people's heads around and I'll pull our boy out. We're not going to let him get, you know.
Listen, I'm going to disclose a little.
He's not going to drink the Kool-Aid. Don't worry, folks.
I'm not. Yeah. I'm not going to. It's not a cult. Okay, Andy. It's not a fucking cult. It's not. I don't know. I don't know why I'm getting so defensive. I need to stop. Oh my goodness.
Hold on.
Yeah, turn off your mic. Just die. Oh my God, die in peace. This man got it.
Oh my God.
Oh, you okay? You alive?
Yeah, I'm just laughing.
That was a laugh?
Yeah.
Brother, you need to go to the doctor.
It was a laugh that turned into a cough.
No, yeah, you need to go to a doctor. You need to get that checked out, man.
Why do you think I'm trying to quit smoking, bro?
Yeah, you need to, because that was bad.
You hear me in the morning when I wake up. Yeah, okay, so there you go, folks. 32 years old, that's what I sound like when I try to laugh real hard. So quit smoking. Yeah. Bad for you.
That was bad, man. It was like a dehydrated hyena. I don't even know. All right. That's,
come on. Go back to your cult.
Well,
leave my laugh alone. Oh, things started because of your cult.
You know what? Just for all right,
I'll stop calling it a cult.
I'm going to get, I'm going, when I'm able to, I'm going to buy a Lamborghini and I'm going to put your alias, Galactica, across it. And I'm going to just never drive it.
Wow.
That's petty. That's petty. Okay.
Be like, this one sits in the garage.
Green and black. You know, Galactica.
Oh,
red,
my God. My colors, too.
This one doesn't go anywhere. Actually, this one stays covered up. You don't even
that's
see it.
That's horrible. People walk by like, what's that one? Dragon? Ah, that's shit.
That's $350,000 worth of shit.
That's just a $350 pile of shit.
It's a petty pile of shit, too.
Cold. Okay. Cold. Let's get to question two.
Okay, question two. This one is from I'm not going to say her last name, but Sam. Sam again? Yes, sir.
Sam again. Hello, Sam again.
Hello, Sam again. She is the one that was... Click.
She asked you about Andrew Tate as well.
Yes. That's what I was going to ask. Oh, the first question was about the women's movement.
Yep.
Women's fight.
She did the movement.
Second one was about Andrew Tate. Third one is right here. Hey boys, I really like the back and forth we've been going through week by week. It's so fun to get this engagement. I don't really get this from many podcasts, so you guys are actually really cool. I don't really think I have a problem with Andrew Tate. It's just I see him in a bad light because of social media and all the things he said. I know people clip and misinterpret what he's saying. But I don't really like him because he's ignorant. And
what did she do? Handwrite you a letter? Why can't you read it? You should be looking at a screen.
It's because the fucking... I don't know if it's not like... I don't know,
spell
dude.
Spell it.
No, whatever. Moving on. All right? Jesus Christ, man. I mean, deity person, man. Anyways, my question, Sam, thank you. My question is, how can you guys be such good friends and have such different views without like getting into your ways of your friendship?
Oh my God. It's just never happened.
It's not. It's because we're fucking men. I don't understand. This is
No, hold on. No, I'm going to disagree. Sam's got us all fired up already.
I know. wait.
Every week, Sam. Every week with you.
You
get us going.
Okay.
Go ahead. I'll rebuttal. Go ahead.
Okay, you'll rebuttal.
I'll rebuttal. Go ahead.
Okay. It's because both of us are like men, right? where the aspect of thinking alike, we have a singular mindset and our mindset isn't going to be construed by differences. It's going to actually enhance our bond through the differences and the different aspects of our morality or our judgmental thought process or anything like that. That's why, simply because it's like, oh, you don't like this, I like this, I don't give a fuck what that does, we still like each other and we can still move on. That's what I'm saying. Rebuttal with it.
Well, while that is definitely a part of it, because if that were the case, I would get along with a lot more people. But I don't. There's definitely people out there that I...
Well, you have to like them first.
Well, yeah, but I mean, especially with stuff like this and politics and stuff like that, it's really a wedge, especially these days, between people.
Yeah.
So, I mean, while I agree with everything that you said, I guess I'm not going to rebuttal. I'm just going to kind of add to it a little bit.
Okay.
Just say that it's not just that we're men. I think it's more... It has a lot more to do with respect for each other being like, hey, yeah, you like this, I like that, it doesn't matter, let's go fishing.
Yeah.
Like, while that is true for most cases, and I mean, that's most people. I mean, nobody's going to think the exact same way about every single thing.
Yeah, that's stupid.
You know, I mean, yeah. So I just think you have to add a respect factor in there to that as well. Like, I mean, I don't think that applies just to men. I think that applies to everybody.
Yeah.
You know, as far as how can you get along with somebody and be like, have different mindsets and different ways of thinking. It's, well, one, like you said, you have to like the person. Cause I mean, some people are just assholes.
Yeah.
And you don't want to be around them.
And some people are good assholes.
Yeah. And some people are good assholes like us. Yeah. Well, in our eyes. In our eyes, at least. I'm sure there's a few that disagree. But, I mean, like I said, it's just having respect for one another. And you can apply that to all walks of life.
That's
true. I mean, with what you're doing. I mean, it doesn't have... Like I said, I don't think that's strictly just a it's because we're men thing. While that does make it easier for us to be able to like have a conversation and just be like, all right,
yeah, 100%,
you know, and just brush it off.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, okay, exactly. Bingo. Yeah, that does make it easier because that is generally the attitude that most men have.
Yeah, I seen a post. I think you shared it, and it was two girls wearing the same outfit and they're smiling, but then it was like a bubble and they were both like calling each other bitches. And then there was two guys wearing the same shirt and they were hugging each other. And then their little bubble above their head in their mind, they were still hugging each other.
Yeah. I mean that sounds like something I would share. So I probably did. Do you know how many things I share in a day? You're not really a Facebook person. So like between my Facebook and my Twitter, like I see a lot of content.
Hey, I
don't remember what I share.
Every single time you share, and I don't know how to turn it off. Every
For Facebook?
Yes. Every single like, every single comment, every single share, I don't know how to turn it off.
You gotta hit that little follow button and change it. Like, you can still follow, but you don't have to see everything like that. That's
I do know how many times you fucking post. Okay?
Well, why don't you ever interact with it?
Because I don't like Facebook. Like, I mean, Meta. Like,
that's fair. No, that's cool. No, I don't mind. Dude, one of my best friends, like, is never... He has a Facebook, but he literally hasn't been on it in years. Couldn't even tell you his login information. And there are times where I text him. And I'm like, you have no idea how mad you make me by not having Facebook because I can't like show you something. Like even if I send him a link, like a Facebook, like to a video, he can't watch it because he can't get into Facebook to log in and watch it.
Hey,
so anything that I want to send him has to be on Instagram, Twitter, and like he's real into Reddit, and I don't fucking understand Reddit at all.
Oh, dude, that's a fucking deep hole that I'm going to teach you, and you're going to be like...
He's been trying for a while, so, and like this is literally what I said to him like a week ago when he said something about it, because we were talking about baseball, and apparently there's a big baseball Reddit fandom thing.
Big,
I don't know.
The biggest.
So...
The biggest.
So, he's telling me about it, and I'm like, dude, I don't want to sound stupid, but like every time I go on
Reddit,
I said, it's all just like threads of stuff. I said, I'm not looking up information. You know, I'm not looking to, you know what I mean?
I will.
Like,
let me
there's
try.
No.
Let me try
said,
to teach
I,
you.
I said, I don't want to sound really stupid, but there's no pictures. And I know that makes me sound horrible, but like.
Nah.
Like, not even that there's no pictures, but like. Like, even on Twitter, like, you could still have the opportunity to, like and share or like it and retweet it and stuff like that, you know, even if it's just a statement and stuff like that. Like, on Reddit, I don't
listen, give me an hour. Works. Let me try to teach you in an hour. I guarantee you I can teach you the basics in an hour and you will understand everything within time.
He is a diehard, like, dude, you got to get on Reddit. It has every bit of information
that
you need.
Everything.
Like, I know. And he's like, I don't understand how you don't understand it yet. And I'm like, I don't fucking know, man. I don't know.
Yeah. It's the hub of all information, bro. It's
yeah,
Google. It's Google. But
yeah, that's pretty much what I'm learning or not learning, but learning of.
We'll make it inspire. And, we'll make it inspire Reddit page. Boom.
Oh,
boom.
Okay.
And so more people.
Maybe that. Maybe that, you know yeah, what? Yeah. Mm.
You can run that. Oh.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, that'll force me to get good
exactly.
at it.
Exactly. Boom. Boom. So we're gonna hold on. Let me write that down because I will forget. Make a Reddit page. Got
make
it.
A Reddit page. Teach Galactica how to not be an old person.
For everyone that's in there in listening to this podcast, Papa Dragon especially, Reddit is a hub for all the information. Think of a Google, but for one subject, and then thousands of those. So you can like, hey, what is this? And you won't get a thread of like a whole bunch of links. You will get a concise thread of what you're looking for. And if you're not looking for that, you will get another thread of possibilities, but you don't have to click on those, you know. It's just a more in-depth Google search, but it's a little complicated to read. It's a little complicated to navigate, but once you learn how to at least read it, the navigation part just comes within time. And then once you can read and navigate it, oh, you can find out anything you want, literally. And you can make good communities and build relationships. I'll make a Reddit page for Inspire, so everyone that doesn't know how to use Reddit, you can come on and Inspire and be like, yo, how the fuck do we do this? And I can be like, yo, we about to learn together, you know. We about to learn together, okay?
Together.
Yeah, so we'll make a Reddit page. Give me like an hour and I'll teach you.
All right, we'll figure it out. Put it in the schedule somewhere.
But that is going to conclude episode.
Bam! Episode 8. Thank you, everyone.
Yeah. It was amazing, awesome, wonderful, stupendous.
Thank you once again for listening to our stupid banter for an hour.
It was amazing. I loved it.
It was amazing. I love it. I love hearing from you guys.
Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate it so much.
Absolutely. Until next time, I'm Galactica.
I'm Dragon. Bye. Bye.